book is a book of test, so you can test the spirit. I'm going to read to you from 1 John chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 1 and read through verse 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit. Now notice that is capitalized. In verse 1, those spirits that a person is not to believe is a small s, and try the spirits, that's a small s, whether they are of God. When verse 2 of chapter 4, hereby know ye the Spirit, capital S, of God, Holy Ghost, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. For this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Father, bless the reading of your word and give us abilities that we do not possess, that we may fulfill the calling of God upon our life. We are looking at the spirit and characteristics of Antichrist. The word Antichrist is Antichristo, which means that it is against Christ, not for him. So there is a lot of things that will make us understand that there are tests that can be put to these spirits of our age that will reveal to you what spirit it is. Now we're told in the Bible, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. And the reason we're to not believe them and try them to prove them is because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now in John chapter 4, we see that John is telling us there are tests that men will have to go through. Nobody preaches with immunity. Every preacher must have his preaching tested. You are the judges. Every time I get up here, I'm on trial. Will he do this? Will he do that? Will he say this? Will he say that? It's all up to you. I think in the 36 years that I have been here that I have prove myself adequately enough to get you to ease up some on me, right? Because you have tried me. Can I get an amen? I don't mind it. That's part of what we must be willing to accept. A preacher that will not stand the test is not God called. Now, the test that is before us in the epistle of John was written because of that spirit. Now, John wrote about 60 years after the church was founded on the day of Pentecost. This is 60 years into that first century from the day of Pentecost, the church. In 60 years, John said that there are already the spirit of Antichrist in the world, and there are already false prophets. He said, that's a fact. You know it. So now you add another 2,000 years to that, and you come up to where we are. And then you understand that if John was concerned in the first century, when the freshness of that church was new, when the ability of that church was at its greatest potential, when it was turning the world upside down, there was a force that was against it. There was a spirit that opposed it. There was a spirit that tried to manipulate the doctrine and turn it to destroy. So John, concerned about the people that he loved, took pen in hand and sat down in 1 John and wrote some things that you can try the spirit and you can prove who it's of, because there are tests that you can put it to and find out how true it is. Amen. I have already put several doctrines to test, and therefore if somebody was to come up to me and say that they were from certain church and believed a certain doctrine, I would not allow them to address you, simply because the doctrine has been proved. Can I get an amen? Amen. There are things that are just bold-lettered Antichrist. So in these tests, the first thing that we have to look at is three things that we will put to in order to get the answer from. First is man's sinfulness. There are some people who do not believe in man's sinfulness, in his inherited sin from Adam. They do not believe in inbred sin. One preacher said to that doctrine, he said, it's a bunch of nonsense. He said, pick up a baby and look at that innocence in a baby and tell me you believe in that doctrine. Well, he must not have been married. He must not have had children. For little angels. Do not stay. Little angels, that nature will come out. If it was not so, why do we have to have guards walking the corridors of our schools? Why do we have to have guards walking the corridors of our malls? Why do we have to have policemen patrolling the streets? It's because man will in due time revert to his inapt to keep God's commandments. The devil will see to it. He is the god of this world. So man's sinfulness. I say, if we say we have no sin, see that in verse 8? Chapter 1, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for also the sins of the whole world. Whereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abide in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. So the first thing is a test, is if they get up if a man gets up in a pulpit, or if a man comes over the radio, or if a man comes on television, or if a man comes through social networking, or however he gets his message across, and he begins to say that you don't have to be born again, that you are going to get better, and that the world is better than it's ever been, and that man will bring in a righteousness, and that there is no need of a millennial and no need of a Christ to reign, you have just met the spirit of Antichrist head on. When he tells you that you don't have to be born again, you have met the spirit of Antichrist. When he tells you that you are good, you never heard anybody say that? You're good. You're made in the image of God. You're good. You have met the spirit of Antichrist. The Apostle Paul said, and all have sinned. Sin was an issue then. Sin is an issue now. And a person who won't face sin because he has been religiously deceived has joined the movement of Antichrist. Antichrist will tell you that man is good, that man does not need God. Well, we would call it, what would we call that movement? Humanism? Humanism that says that man is just the highest link in animal creativity? That a dog don't wear a skirt, and therefore we don't have to wear one. You don't see a horse run around with a pair of pants on, do you? I know it sounds a little bit weird, but people believe that. When you live in this age of deception, and the Spirit of God does not abide in you, look out. You're going to sooner or later bite the bait. Not only is man's sinfulness, one of the things that the Antichrist will do before he is done, he will try to dethrone God. He will literally walk out on the platform of time, raise his fist to heaven, and blaspheme God. He will hate all forms of religion because he will eventually destroy the world church. The great harlot on the back of his back will be thrown off and trampled and stripped and hated. He will hate religion. He will hate any other religion than worshiping of himself. So he will have to do away with man's sinfulness. He will be an orator, a master orator. And then he will attack Christ's nature. He will tell you that there is no such thing as a God-man. That Christ was just man. The first century church believed that inception. And by the third century, it had to be brought before the council of the churches, and they had to make a decision about it. Gnosticism was that which believed that the Spirit of Christ came down upon the man Jesus at his baptism and remained on him till he was put on the cross, and then it lifted off of him and he died. To them, that was the Spirit. They denied that he was Emmanuel, God in the flesh. Can I get an amen? Amen. That is one test. The true divinity of Jesus Christ is the rock-based foundation upon which we stand here as saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. You take that away from what we are, and we are a bunch of misfits. But the reason that we can say and know that we have passed from death unto life is because we have received a new heart and a new spirit. And all things have become new. Because Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, comes in us, we cry, Abba, Father. Can I get an amen? The test has even came into holiness. There are some holiness preachers who deny that Jesus Christ was God. His equality with God is in question. And anytime you find somebody who wants to debate the equality or the difference between God and Jesus Christ, you are encountering a spirit of Antichrist. The test of our age is if we will stay true with all this bombardment. For they're going to say, I speak in tongues just like you. I get happy just like you. I run the aisles just like you. I've got a church just like you. We worship just like you. But when the test comes down and you ask the simple question, I have believed upon Jesus Christ and received him as my personal Savior. I have been baptized in water. I have been sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Will you accept me as saved? And their answer will be, if they're true to that doctrine, no. You have encountered the spirit of Antichrist. They're going to be people just like us. They're going to be people who talk the talk and walk the walk, but doctrinally, where the test has to come, for that spirit to be flushed out of hiding, you must ask the question, does everybody have to believe that Jesus Christ came from heaven, was virgin born on earth, and was God and man? As much God as he was man as he was God, he was new. The first one that ever stepped foot on this earth was Jesus Christ. He is unique. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Because he is the only one that ever came from heaven and became man to save the world. He is unique. The test is, was he an angel? The test is, did God create him? The test is, where did he come from? And the Bible gives you the answer. He is before all things. He is from above. He created all things. Can I get an amen? Amen. He's greater than angels. Greater than Moses. Greater than any prophet. Greater than any king. He is the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven. Christ's nature is very essential for me and you to have it biblically right. And then there is the moral test. The love for Christ. We must love him more than we love ourselves and more than we love life. We must love others. And we must obey the Word of God. Now, I want you to understand that love for Christ is essential. He cannot be just somebody else. He's got to be your Lord. Did you understand that? When you receive Him and are of the right spirit, you will confess Him as Lord. And you will obey Him as Lord. First John chapter 3 and verse 23. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abides in us by the Spirit, capital S, which He hath given us. That Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and that Spirit will never deny that Jesus came in the flesh. There will be no getting the Holy Ghost to say God created him somewhere, sometime. That Spirit will witness that Jesus has abode with the Father from all eternity. And will be with the Father through all coming eternity. Now, let me read to you the reason that you have to nail this down to try these spirits. Listen to Jesus speak as He speaks in John 5 and 23. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear His voice shall live. Sounds like God to me. Listen to 8 and 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. Is that just a man speaking? I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. If ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Don't sound like a man. Don't sound like a preacher. Don't sound like a prophet. That sounds like a God to me. A man can remain unforgiven. Jude. Jude verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them, but they believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. We see that it is set before us these spirits that have to be tried. Now, He will take up His he will take up his reading. And I will try to hurry this quickly now. Verse 15, chapter 2. Love not the world. Now this is going to talk about people who sit in pews just like us, only they've done it in the first century, and we do it in the 21st century. They sat in pews, they heard people preach, they were part of. John is saying to them, you will know them by this love that they give. Look, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What's he saying? Look at that spirit that's upon the church today. The church has become more worldly than we've ever seen in any age. Now, I don't want you to be offended at me, but let's look at it. There was a time when the Methodist and the Baptist, the Lutheran, the Presbyterian were all men of morals. Can I get an amen? Amen. Their women would not come into the sanctuary dressed immodest. They would not come in defiance of God's word. But now we have come to the time when we see church signs that say, as I read today, oh no, I think it was a Baptist billboard, come as you are and worship with us. Come as you are. Don't worry about it. Bring your coffee. Bring your pop. We'll sell you some popcorn. We're here just to entertain you anyway. We're not here to change you or challenge you. We're here to reap what we can get out of your pocketbooks. Now, if a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Notice John says, the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. There's the two differences between the Spirit of Christ in you and the Antichrist spirit. The Antichrist spirit will say to you, go after it. You can drink a little in moderation. I have in my library in there somewhere in the archives, I have a magazine where this young man or young lady, both were contributing editors to a magazine article about what is wrong with having sex prior to marriage. Jesus will love you even if you have an affair. When I read that all fornicators and adulterers shall have their part in a lake of fire, and they are putting in a national magazine and sending it out to teenagers, that it doesn't matter to God. You have met the spirit of Antichrist when you adapt that mentality. Little children, it is the last time. Or the original says, this way, the last hour it is. That's the original. The last hour it is. John was saying, the last hour it is. It is the last hour. Here he says, the last time, as ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time or the last hour. The more the Antichrist is revealed, the later the clock is ticking. John said there were many. If John had many, now the gospel has been preached around the world and there's churches on every continent. Where do you think the Antichrist spirit is? It is now a worldwide movement. They went out from us. Did you hear that? You first got to have it before you can apostatize from it. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. You understand that? How many have walked away from this church? And you're not going to like me for saying this. How many have walked away from this church being persuaded of an anti-Christ spirit? Saying holiness is not necessary. Too strict. I don't see nothing wrong with it. You can tell it working. I have been an example in this pulpit for 36 years. My wife has been an example sitting in the pews for 36 years. Have you noticed that her sleeves don't go up and down like a yo-yo? Have you noticed that her hemline does not go to the floor and then above her knees? Have you noticed? But there's people who would take an objection and say that is not necessary. And I would give you one good example. Go now to some of those churches that used to be as strict as us and find in it a person who loves the commandments that's in this book and will follow the commandments of this book. Not the preacher, the book. The book was written so that we could test this last day spirit. I've got a friend that lives over in Indiana. Was of us, loved of us, who is now a preacher, who has been married a second time, pastoring a church, and will tell you without any hesitation whatsoever, ain't nothing wrong with it. He came out of us. Oh, you're not helping me. You see, I don't like to point out inconsistencies, and I don't call names from the pulpit. But my precious friends, when the Bible is taken and a penknife taken to it, and you have to cut sections out of it to make it fit your life, you are anti the Bible. A person who loves Jesus Christ will look in these pages to find out how to please Him. We will look in this book to find out how we are obeying Him, glorifying Him, adorning the doctrine, not taking away from it. Adorning it. It's the last hour. And the Antichrist spirit is upon us. Let me hurry. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. Who is a liar? Holy Ghost, do you mean you inspired John to use that word in that context? Who is a liar? Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. He said, all of this that I've just got through saying, love not the world. He said, I wrote this to you so that you will not end up seduced by the Antichrist spirit. Well, we'll come back and do some more of this some other time. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus came preaching. They called him illegitimate. They called him a devil. They withstood him. They mocked him. They ridiculed him. And when they could not stop him, they murdered him. Am I right? And God raised him up. Hallelujah. And God raised him up. And God not only raised him up, and he walked on this earth 40 days to have infallible proof that he was alive from the dead. But God took him up. And at his departure from this earth, the angel said, this same Jesus that ye say go away shall come again in like manner. Have you seen him go away? He's coming again. He's coming again after a people. He's coming again after a church. He's coming again after people who love him enough to keep his commandments. If you love me, you will keep my what? And that last commandment, the last commandment, is that you love one another. He that hateth his brother is not of God. If you can sing, oh, wow, how I love Jesus, out of a heart that hates somebody, you need to check what spirit you're of, because that sounds like Antichrist. So his characteristics will be, he will love the things of the world. He will despise righteousness. He will blaspheme God. He will deny Jesus has come in the flesh. He will send you to hell with himself. I can show you in this book where the devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet all end up in the lake of fire. You want to go? Follow him. He will lead you straight to hell. Jesus alone can give you eternal life. He alone can deliver you from this spirit. That's why I read to you those verses of scripture to begin with. He that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Amen. The watchtowers came the other day when me and Sister Sutherland was on the front porch. They saw us and they made a beeline for us. And that was just wonderful. They wanted me to know that they had some literature that would be an eye-opener for me. I said, of course you do. And they proceeded to tell me and ask me if I knew who the God of this world was. I said, which one are you talking about? And they wanted me to bite the hook and say it was a devil. I said, before you want me to say it's a devil, can I tell you, have you ever read the book of Job? I said, did you see that God that you say controls this world? Did you see him asking permission of God just to try one man? I said, now how can he be God and have to ask permission to try one man? They wanted me to bite so they could lead me into this truth. And eventually they put their literature back in and walked away. Because I told them the God I serve is not subordinate to anyone. The God I serve controls it all. And I said, and how, may I ask you a question, if he is the God of this world, how can he be confined to the earth, and how can he be held to 42 months, and how can he be chained and thrown into a bottomless pit? And I said, it don't sound like much of a God to me. If you want to talk about God, I will talk to you. If you want to talk about your God, I have no time for him. I have no time for an Antichrist spirit. I don't care what organization it comes from. I have no time for it. And if the Church of God continues to bend and twist the doctrines of this Bible, it will end up as an Antichrist entity. If the Assembly of God continues to twist and deny the truths of this Bible and continues to make concessions for sin, it will become an Antichrist. And I don't care what label you put on any of the others, they will too follow suit if you do not hold this Bible as the infallible Word of God and make men live up to the Bible and not bring the Bible down to where men live. Antichrist spirit says, away with him as Lord. Do what you want. You can all go to heaven anyway. And I tell you, he is a liar. Right. Amen. Now you know when we start preaching. So I'll pull it back and gear it down and take a deep breath and tell you, watch it. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you read. Check it out. If this Bible is God's word, which it is, it will stand any test you put it to. Amen. Any questions?
Not a somebody.
would not answer the question.
I think in the same context he had was a guy out there in California, MacArthur. He asked MacArthur the same question. He said, absolutely, we cannot. But if Jesus says anyway, he must be born again.
Right.
Which should have been Joel's answer.
Right. Yes, amen.
It should be your answer.
Right.
We're not anti anybody. A sinner is a sinner is a sinner.
Amen.
And they all need to be saved.
Amen.
But when it comes down to saying, can they go to heaven without being born again? Jesus said, you must be born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But don't make me a bigot. Don't make me narrow-minded. It makes me a Bible believer.
Right.
I am a Bible believer.
Amen.
And the Bible says you must be, you must be.
Right.
It's something that has to happen.
Right.
You must be born again.
Right.
To get into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
So there are as many spirits of Antichrist in the world today. What you can encounter.
Amen.
So when you turn the radio on and listen to a preacher and tell you you can see him more or less every day, shut him off. Shut him down.
Right.
And make yourself a promise you'll never listen to him again.
Right. Amen.
So you're going to send your own.